The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Out there. Yet again, Aaron and Bob and I slide right into our seats at the last minute. Didn't we just unlock the front door and pop in here? And
Yeah. It's really hard to stop.
Hey, Aaron, you still have your keys in your hand. Put your car keys down.
I gave Bill the car keys. I threw them to him. I go, hey, go clean the windshield and get gas in the car. We got to go after this.
Good morning. You are joining We the People Radio. You are joining your hosts, Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin. We are streaming live and chatting at wethepeopleradio.us. You can give us a call at 530-605-4567. You are listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We have our awesome guests, Carl and Linda Bott. You know, we don't thank them enough.
I have my lips pressed together because I always interrupt.
Yeah, I know you do.
I know, I'm an interrupter.
You are. And I'm a slap the little face there, quiet.
See, how's that when I don't say anything? It's kind of stressful, isn't it?
It is.
Did you say our awesome guests?
Oh, I meant our awesome...
something else.
Our awesome station owners.
Our owners, yes. I wasn't aware they were guests today, but...
Hey, they could be
we're
guests.
Flexible
you
here.
Don't know.
We are. They can call in anytime they want.
But they can never leave.
Yeah, so we cover everything under the umbrella of fiscal responsibility, limited government... and adherence to the Constitution.
And then sometimes we wander off.
And sometimes we wander way off track, but going on almost 2 years now. So if you go to wethepeopleradio.us, we have a great web page that lists every show we've ever done. You can click on any one of those links individually and send it out far and wide, because you will hear things here that you won't hear anywhere else.
And at the very least, if you've heard them somewhere else, you'll hear a lot more of it here.
Yeah. We have great guests. We usually give them ample time to tell their side of the story.
Absolutely.
So this morning we have Jesse Lee Peterson, and I think Aaron and I both have met him at some point in time.
A couple times.
I met him at the Eagle Forum Conference in Sacramento a couple of months ago, and he is, I have to tell you, probably one of the funniest people that I have ever listened to. He has a profound message that he delivers in such an incredible way. You're laughing and you're amazed that he can say what he says and make it so funny. So I love his delivery.
And I appreciate that more than anything.
Yeah, I really do too. Sometimes the message isn't any good if it can't be received, and his is you're just wanting more. You know, you just want... I was hoping he could do 2 hours today, but we'll take whatever we can get.
Absolutely, since, you know, we promised you Rush Limbaugh last week, and then, you know, and we couldn't find him again. Gosh, it was just like... What's his face that I already forgot? Oh, James O'Keefe. But he is going to be on later because we blackmailed him into it.
Yeah.
He'll be on, like, I don't know, in a few weeks. So stay tuned.
Yeah. We'll wait with bated breath.
Absolutely.
So
it's Sunday morning though. That whole breath thing's kind of icky.
Yeah. Since Reverend Peterson has got a tight schedule, we're going to jump right on the line. Is he with us, Bob?
He is.
Good morning. Gosh.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
Hello. Yeah, it's a little tricky. We've been working on this for a while.
I know. Yeah.
You're a busy man.
I'm sorry.
You're a busy man.
I am, thank God.
Yeah, so, isn't that great?
Yeah, it's tough times for a lot of folks right now, and they're very concerned about what's going to happen with their families, with our country. The economic system is just broken, and so a lot of people are very concerned, and as a result, we've just been out there trying to help them, encourage them, also encourage them to get out there and vote so we can make a change, take back our country come November.
Hey, did you know that there are 30 million Christians across the nation that don't vote?
No, that aren't registered.
That aren't even registered?
Is that the not registered one?
That's amazing.
I didn't know it was that many.
Zillions of
them. But I'm not real surprised by it, because a lot of Christians are just lazy in their Christianity. They're not really, and I wish that it wasn't this way, but they're not leading the way. They're not walking by the light so the rest of the world can see. And it's just so unfortunate. That's why we can't get one of the reasons we can't get the right kind of people into government, because the Christians won't vote.
And, you know, and that's, and it, that there's such a strong correlation between conservative values, how this country was founded, and actual Christianity. And I don't know that they've made that connection.
You're right. And it's due to the brokenness of the family. The public education system is just, it's so deceptive. And the government is not an honest government. So if we can rebuild families and get fathers and mothers to be that example and guide the children in the right way to go, then when they go into the world, it wouldn't be so easy to deceive them, and we end up in the situation that we're in today.
Absolutely. Hey, so we were going to talk a little bit today about one of the more obvious tactics on the side of the left in running this current election campaign season. And ever since we elected our black president, all of a sudden racism has risen to the top again. And
yeah,
I find that kind of ironic, because truly, if we were a racist country, how did we put a black man in the presidency?
That's right. When President Bush was in office, only 30% of black Americans thought that this was a racist society. And 30% is still too many, but it was 30%. Now that Obama is there, it's over 50% of black people think that this country is a racist society. And that is, excuse me, they've been brainwashed to believe that. And when they elected Barack Obama back in 2008, I said, look, this election is about white guilt and black racism. And you're not going to be able to change the hearts and minds of the people by giving them a physical thing. They're going to have to see that they're wrong. They need a renewed heart, a renewed mind. And so now they elected this guy, and they're still using racism in order to manipulate and control white Americans. Whenever they want to get power, whether it's the liberal whites doing it or the black liberals doing it, whenever they want power, they just cry out racism. And I have to tell you, until white Americans get over that word, don't be afraid of it. It's only going to get worse rather than get it better.
And do you see that happening?
I do. Just, it's happening right now. Look what Joe Biden did the other day in speaking to a group of blacks and some other races of people there. He said, Romney, I don't have the exact quotes in front of me, but something like Romney and the Republicans want to put y'all back in chains.
Yeah, wasn't that just
how
priceless?
Offensive. I'd want to go up there and slap him.
But you know what it is? They can say and do whatever they want. They can say what they want and get away with it. But had a Republican said the same thing, it would have been a big deal. The Democrats would have been yelling and screaming and calling him racism and insist that he resign. And the Republicans would have caved in and resigned or apologized or did something. But the liberals don't have to apologize. They do and say whatever they want. That's why we got to stop cowering down to these people.
So I've got a question. I've got your book here, which you signed. You actually signed a copy to Aaron and myself in Sacramento.
But I never saw it until today. Elizabeth's been hoarding it.
I've been hoarding the book. It's she doesn't even know we've got it.
Yeah, I just found out about it.
I'm not letting her have it. It's from and you talk about black conservatives, you know, from rage to responsibility. So in the black population in the United States, what percentage would you say truly live conservative family values?
Oh, that's a very good question. I would say about 10%.
Wow.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's that way because for the last 50 years or so, black Americans have been deliberately brainwashed, dumbed down, and demoralized. When the government took over the family under Lyndon B. Johnson, they took the fathers away, and the government became the daddy, and the corrupt so-called leadership became the head of the people. And that's why you have nationwide 70% of black babies born out of wedlock, abortion out of control, 70% of Planned Parenthood abortion mills located in the inner cities around the country. Over 1,500 black babies are aborted every day. Year in and year out, 90 to 95% of black people vote for the Democratic platform. And even though they go to church, they talk about God, but they really don't know him. They don't have that personal, spiritual relationship with him.
Well, the abortion thing, some of those statistics I hadn't heard specific to the black community, but when we when we were in Denver, when I was in Denver, we watched the Runaway Slave movie. And
yes.
And you were in that with K. Carl Smith and a bunch of other people. But they brought up those statistics, and they in the movie, and I cannot remember the statistic, but it was that more black babies in New York, the state, or New York City were aborted than were born. Which, do you remember?
New York City.
In New York City, okay.
Yes.
So does that
Isn't
just...
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that was just stunning. And does that just not reach down to the people? Do they not see that?
No, they don't, because they've been lied to. They've been told that Planned Parenthood is there to help them with their medical issues. It's a health care purpose or plan for them. And they don't really, most of them don't really look and see what's going on for themselves. They take the word of the media, the liberal media, and the word of their preachers and politicians. It wasn't like that when I was growing up. Black Americans would look for themselves to see what's going on. But they don't do it anymore. And many of them are not aware as far as the number of aborted black babies in our country. And their politicians and preachers are not going to tell them, because they get a lot of money from the government and Planned Parenthood, and they get power. They're not going to give up the money and power for the soul of black Americans.
And, you know, I remember, sometime, it's been at least a year, maybe a year and a half, we had Kevin McGarry on our show, who gave us a lot of statistics on Planned Parenthood and their motivation and their determination to primarily abort black babies. And he said that, and I don't remember the figure, but I know it was in the 90s, roughly 90%, 93% of Planned Parenthood abortion clinics are in black neighborhoods. Do you remember that, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I noticed 70%, the last report I saw on it, 70% Planned Parenthood abortion mills are located in the inner city. The government pay for these abortions, and so it's really a way for Planned Parenthood to make a lot of money. And you have young girls as young as 12 and 13 who are having abortions many times, more than one, once at least. And it's just not talked about. We've tried to get the black churches to get involved with us to shut down and to educate and inform, and they won't do it because they say a woman has a right to her own body. Even the preachers are saying what, you know, the liberals are saying. And it's just absolutely wickedness. It's evil. And we're trying to warn black Americans that they're choosing evil over good. And this stuff is just going to be passed down from generation to generation to generation. It's not going to get better until they repent and take control of their lives.
Yeah, I'd hate to see them self-exterminate.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Well,
that is exactly what's going to happen if this thing doesn't turn around.
Well,
and right now, in all honesty, and you know, I don't know what God has in store. I don't see it turning around anytime soon.
Well, and the thanks you get for spreading the word is a constant trail of protesters.
Yes,
I mean
they're like
prairie dogs. I mean, they just pop up out of the hole everywhere you show up because. I saw you last in San Juan Capistrano at a Tea Party thing, and I mean it was a small conference. It wasn't widely publicized. It wasn't at a major hotel. And we look out the window, and oh my gosh, they've got Jesse Lee Peterson protesters outside. Unbelievable!
Boy, you have definitely made it, haven't you? You have your own protesters.
He has a quote-unquote following.
I know. They try to shut the truth down. That's what it is.
That's unbelievable.
Anyone who tells the truth, they're not afraid to tell the truth and deal with whatever happens. It's the worst thing that can happen for the liberals. They don't want any truth to get out there. That's why they try to shut down people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. Anybody who tells the truth, the liberals go after you to stop you. They just want their word out there, and that's it.
So you really primarily focus on black conservatives. What would you say, the percentage of, I mean, is that percentage growing?
Well, I work with all people. We're trying to get men and women to turn to God and love what's right and do the right thing. We have a home for young men. I have to say, there are even some black Republicans who are not Republicans in principles. They're just there because they believe that blacks should be a part of each party, both parties, but they have democratic ideas. The reason that I'm there was because when God changed my heart, he changed my values, and I could no longer identify with the democratic platform. And at the time, I didn't know any Republicans at all, but I read the platform of the party, and I can identify with that, and that's why I became a conservative Republican, because of my values. And so you do have, I would say, about 10% or so, of, give or take, of black conservative Republicans, but there's not many. And the reason that it's not because of the value thing, and also black people have been told so many times over and over again for years that the Republican Party is an organization of white men, racist white men who want to put them back in slavery. And because they resent white people, they believe that lie. They really believe it. A lot of black people do not trust white Americans at all. And there's nothing that you can do to get them to trust you. They got to overcome their own anger so they can see for themselves that it's a spiritual battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. It has nothing to do with the color of the person. And you're going to find some good people in all races and some bad in all races. But most black people don't trust white people at all.
So,
so we have to take a quick commercial.
Yeah, real quick. And then
what happens when Elizabeth breathes in. When she breathes in, then I jump. See, that's my cue. That's my cue to interrupt.
My husband, I've got to stop taking breaths because every time I take a breath, my husband interrupts me too.
See, I asked Dan, I go, how do I get a word in edgewise? He goes, oh, she breathes all the time. As soon as she breathes in. Throw Dan under the bus.
Hey, so when we come back, let's talk about the bond organization.
Okay.
Yeah, because we want to make sure we get that in there. All right, all joking aside, we're going to thank businesses who built them themselves and work in them themselves without the government. They do use government roads. However, we won't give it that much credence. Bob obviously has great music for us. He's over there waiting to push the button. Look at him. All right, you're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be bright, sunshiny day.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
We're back. Hey, so, Jesse, you have L.A.'s most provocative radio show, correct?
I do.
All right. Tell us about that.
Nice.
Well, I'm on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 to noon Eastern Time. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama.
And that's good. That's good.
And they can go to bondinfo.org, bondinfo.org for more information. And I have to tell you, it is something else. We're on a 50,000 watt channel, station down in Atlanta, Memphis, Tennessee. We're on two stations in Florida, Louisiana, and I believe New York and Alabama, and then you can hear it live on the net, on the internet as well.
Well, nice. No wonder they stalk you. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
They're like, this guy's everywhere. We gotta get him. This isn't good. People are gonna find out stuff.
And real quick, I want to promote. I've got a copy of From Rage to Responsibility. But you've got another book, right?
I do. It's called Scam: How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, and I write about everything, well, not everything, but most things about what happened to black folks from 50 years ago until now, and how they're deliberately being kept down and kept angry by Jackson and Sharpton and Farrakhan and the, most of the black preachers who are not called by God but by their mama, and what it's going to take to wake these people up.
Is that the name of the next book? You need to be called by God, not your mama. I like that.
They can go to any bookstore. But if they want an autographed copy, they can go to bondinfo.org or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND.
All right. That is fun. And if you want to listen to him, just go to any city you want and then just turn the radio on. Listen for some guy who's going, who's saying things, making people mad.
Hey, man, they be talking about anger. The anger comes out of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's
we see that,
absolutely
too.
Absolutely amazing.
It's kind of sad, actually, because the it's almost a tantrum kind of anger.
Yes.
You know, it isn't a truthful, you know, just an anger. It's like a tantrum.
Hey, definitely not a righteous anger, that's for sure.
Yeah, maybe that's the word I want. But it's so much better when you say it, though.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a question in the chat room, and somebody had said, Jesse, why haven't the black athletes, rap stars, et cetera, that have benefited from the free enterprise system have a stake in this, in reversing the problems in the black community?
Because they have a socialist mentality. Even though they're doing well, they're making money, capitalism is working for them. It's that anger that they hold against white Americans, and they still feel entitled. They think that America owed them something. They support the government. They support other so-called black leaders like Barack Obama's other based on color rather than character. They're blind and can't see what's going on.
So even though, so on the one hand, they are participating from the system that they tear down by electing these people, and you know, in the movie Runaway Slave, it does a really nice job of showing what's going on in the projects that have just deteriorated over time. It's how do people? I mean, you talk to a lot of people in the black community, and I'm sure that they take you to task on this. So what do you tell them? I mean, how do they not see? How do they not connect the dots on that?
I tell them that, and the reason I can see what they are feeling is because God allows me to see it. But plus, I was there at one time myself. I used to be a liberal, a Democrat, and I was that way because I was angry, and I believed the lies that were told to me by the so-called authority figures. And so what I tell black people that they have to start questioning things.
Mm-hmm.
And white people are so racist. How is it that the blacks who are telling them this are doing very well in their lives? They live in nice communities. They have jobs. They're well educated. They're hanging out and doing what they want. But yet they tell other black people they can't make it because of racism. And once they start to question and step back and take a look, then they can see how they're being deceived. That's what happened to me. I started to question, if white folks are against me, why are these black people doing so well?
Mm-hmm, there
and
you go.
And that's when I realized it was the anger that I had that they were using against me and keeping me down deliberately with that anger. They got to overcome the anger so they can see the truth as to what's happening.
You know, when I heard you talk, you said that the biggest percentage of racism actually exists within the black community amongst themselves.
Yes. Most blacks are racist toward whites. Most blacks are racist toward black conservative Republicans. I was down at a family reunion in Alabama 2 weeks ago, and I was the MC of the event, and I asked, it was a funny joke, I'll make it short. Huckabee was in the same hotel. The Barber County Republican Party was hosting Mike Huckabee in Alabama at the same time I was there. And they had invited me to speak at Huckabee's event, but I couldn't because I was MCing my family reunion, right? So I go into my family reunion, I say, hey, Huckabee is down the hall. I was invited down there, but I told them I couldn't do it because of the family reunion event. But I promised them that I'm going to register all of you as Republicans before we leave.
And how'd that work out?
And you should hear the you should have heard the growling and telling me to move on. They were getting mad right away. And so I asked, how many Republicans do we have in here? And I was the only one that, you know, raised my hand on the issue. They already knew that I was anyway. But after the event was over, I had two or three of my cousins, of whom I had never met before. They came over and whispered to me that they were Republicans. But they said there was no way they were going to raise their hand in that crowd.
They were gutless Republicans. Even
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Even in front of family. Wow.
That's but the hostility that comes from blacks toward Republicans, you really have to have your feet on solid ground in order to deal with it. And then there's a jealousy and envy if you are a lighter color or a darker color. There's a lot of hatred and racism within the black community itself toward one another.
So that brings me to the obvious question. Obama's half black, half white. How do they really feel about him?
Obama denies, you never really hear him bring up his white part. It's mostly focused on his black side. And so they're in denial that Barack Obama is both. Mm. You rarely hear anybody mention that at all because they got this false notion that Obama is on their side and that Obama is trying to take away, by way of redistribution, that Obama is trying to help them. They're in denial about that.
And how does Obama really feel about them?
About black people?
Yep.
Well, about the same way Sharpton and the rest of those guys do.
He is using them for his own personal gain. And I can give you examples of that. Obama just gave an amnesty to illegal alien children in this country, right? And those people are now registering to get permits, and they're going to be working. They're taking jobs away from blacks who are, you know, uneducated. They're also hurting them in the area of education, also with health care. You can go to the county facilities, and there are lines and lines of illegal aliens where the black citizens have to wait days before they can see a doctor. And so Obama doesn't care about them at all because he knows that as long as he can give them something free and keep them angry, they're going to stay on the plantation of the Democratic Party.
Jeez.
And I didn't know until I watched that movie. I guess there was some history that I either forgot or maybe was spun differently, but the whole idea that the KKK was started by the Democrats, I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. They were started by the Democrats. And the original reason for the KKK was to stop blacks and whites from forming a Republican Party because there were a lot of black people who helped create the Republican Party, and they were in different positions. They were congressmen and other positions. And the KKK didn't like that. It wasn't really based on the color of the black people in the beginning. That just came later.
It was just a power thing.
Yes. But, you know, we tell black people about that. You know what they say? Well, that may be true, but those Democrats are now Republicans.
Oh, that
was my next question. I was like, well, how does that get skipped over? Oh, I get it.
Okay. Yeah, so it's just denial, 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 denial. One denial after another one.
Wow. Hey, so I've got a question. So we know that political correctness has been a complete disaster.
Yes.
And I actually believe that it really keeps people from telling the truth.
It does.
So what's the correct term? Do we call you black or do we call you African American? Because I heard someone speaking on the radio recently who said, don't say that I'm African American because I didn't come from Africa.
Yep. Well, I'll have to say in my radio show and when I give speeches around the country, I am not an African American. I don't have an Afro. I have an Amerifro.
I told you he was funny.
I remember that one.
There are no African drums beating in my chest. The American guitar is playing in my heart. As black as the Ace of Spades, but 100% American. I am an American.
Nice.
I thank God for it. I'm not mad at my country. I do not wish I was in Africa. I was born here. This is my land.
Okay, and I know you've got to go pretty quickly. We're hoping to keep you on for like another 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah, we cheated on the commercials.
We did. We snuck that one right by you.
I had to go and do a church service this morning.
Tell us about Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. You've been doing that for 20-plus years?
Yeah, 22 years. 22 years. We've been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the men. We have a home for young men that we bring in from around the country. We show them how to overcome their anger, finish school, start businesses, get jobs, tutor and counsel with them. We urge them to get married before having children out of wedlock because kids need father and mother. We teach them to stop hating their father and mother for failing them, stop hating themselves, and stop hating white folks, and to treat people the way they would like to be treated. We've been around 22 years. We've had really, really good success. And I'm proud to tell you that we have not received one penny from the government.
Nice.
It's people helping us to help others, and the ones that we help, they help too. And it is the American way to do it.
Well, and that's the one thing that...
But do you have a road leading to the Bond organization? Because if you do, then you did not build it yourself.
I know, huh? Well, when I heard that we went and got rid of all the roads.
There you go.
We got to fly in.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, well, we're not going to need roads because we're all going to be living in little rabbit hutches by train stations.
I'm telling you.
I want to fly in on wings of angels.
It's amazing, I want people, again, to go to my website at bondinfo.org, bondinfo.org. I do want to say is that I'm begging Americans to wake up, wake up, wake up. God is giving us another chance come November to take back our country. If Barack Obama and Big Mama Michelle are reelected, it's over.
Step away from the microphone. Thank God she wasn't drinking coffee.
Okay, I'm back.
We can't call her Big Mama Michelle, but it was fun that you did.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And I call her Big Mama because she's trying to make us eat what she wants us to eat, feed our children what she want them to have. And to a point, she's not just suggesting it.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting laws passed that will force schools and restaurants and all that to feed the children what she want them to have.
Yeah.
While she and her family are pigging out on ribs and tamales and chili dogs and just eating whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling us what we can and cannot eat.
Yeah. And I like the fact that they're doing it in foreign countries for large sums of money. Hey, talk to us about the Tea Party in L.A. that you started. How's that working out?
South Central L.A. Tea Party, it is more than a notion. we are educating the blacks and Hispanics and others, but black and Hispanics about what we're about. The Tea Party movement is about freedom. It's about individuality. It's about country. It's about constitution and low taxes. Because the folks have been told that it's about racism. Those old white people want to put blacks back and they hate the Hispanics, and it's just absolutely not true. And it's amazing, too. I have to honestly tell you, when they hear us talk about it, at first they're stunned that there is a South Central LA Tea Party. But once they hear the truth, they're like, wow, we thought it was something else. We were told this and that. So we're really trying to educate them. And after the summer is over, everybody back to work, we're going to hold some conferences at our office here in LA so that we can educate them even more. So we're going to get some of the Republican politicians to come in and talk to them about what the party is about and what we stand for. We got to educate these people. They've been miseducated.
Big time.
And how,
yeah.
And what, when you decided to do that, I mean, obviously you'd been running the Bond organization for a long time. You've been in that type of thing. You're obviously busy. Why add a Tea Party to your mix, I guess?
Because I really love where the Tea Party is coming from, what they're about. And I think it's a movement that all of us can be a part of, never mind the color, but old and young and black and white, male and female and Hispanic, anybody can be a part of it because we are organizing to save America.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a lot of work, but God has blessed me in that I have a really good staff, and we get good volunteers to come in to help us out. And it's amazing what you can do when you're free on the inside and just take one step at a time. you really can get a lot done and still have time left to do nothing.
So it's all about, I mean, at the end of the day, it seems like the thread through your whole message is to get rid of the anger.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because anger, especially the type of anger that a lot of folks have, when you judge yourself and you judge others, it's resentment. It has set you apart from God, and you shall not have peace within yourself. But when you can forgive, you learn to speak up, but don't resent. You tell the truth. You don't let people take advantage of you, but don't resent. Then you have that inner peace that God promised us. And once you have that peace, there's nothing on earth that can stop you. And you also have energy that comes from within, and that's the energy of love that God gives to all of us who love Him.
Well, well said.
Well, what more could we say on a Sunday morning than
go
amen.
Amen.
Come on,
and
follow along.
And go.
Yeah, that's right. Follow along.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I haven't had quite enough coffee yet. Hey, I just wanted to encourage people to go to WeThePeopleRadio.us because everything that we've been talking about in the last 45 minutes and all of the websites, links to your radio show, your books, everything is there. So if you're listening and you forget what he said, go to WeThePeopleRadio.us. We will keep it on that webpage forever so you can click on the links and get right to everything you need to know about Jesse Lee Peterson.
And if we have the opportunity to kidnap Jesse Lee Peterson, he'll be coming to a town near you.
Absolutely.
I should have gotten the cards from those protesters.
I'm telling you.
Hey, thanks so much.
I have totally enjoyed speaking to you. Thank you for having me on. And just imagine, just in closing, if I still resented white people, you guys wouldn't be my friends today.
That's
right. Isn't
that
amazing?
That's right.
Well, exactly. And at the end of the day, I guess the thing is most people just are not looking at the world that way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, voting for a president because of what color they are, that is just not,
I mean,
there aren't that many people who are lacking in intelligence at that level.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. That's right. Well, thank you so much, and God bless you, and
you
we have
as
to
well.
Do this again.
Great, thanks a lot. Thanks
Reverend,
for being on,
Reverend Peterson. You go. Have some amens for us, and keep us in your prayers, will you?
I will. Thank you very much. I will.
Have a great one.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Peterson.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye now.
Okay, we are transitioning shortly after our commercial break, and we'll be coming back with our Kati Fokdorovich. We'll be talking about the Fed and stuff like that. So get on your thinking caps. You're here at KCNR 1460.